In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Over the next 3 days, the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Holy Week, we'll hear several accounts of the betrayal of Jesus, and also a little background about Judas the Iscariot, the one who would betray Jesus. And the reason why we hear about it is not so much that we can go, oh, that Judas, he was an evil guy. It's so that we can avoid the fate of Judas, because if we understand him, we will perhaps understand how we too are tempted at times to betray Jesus. And more importantly, because you know, every time you commit a sin, you betray Jesus, so you know, we're all sinners, we've done it. But not to despair as Judas did. Because the problem with Judas was not so much that he betrayed Jesus. Yeah, after all, didn't Peter deny Jesus 3 times? But the problem with Judas was that when he recognized what he had done and regretted it deeply, he didn't repent. He killed himself. And so, you know, we have to remember that God is more than willing to forgive us if we repent of our sins and turn to them. Be that as it may, we have this image of a great banquet before the Passover, which was the hour of our Lord. And at the banquet, where there was Mary was there, and Martha served, because that's what Martha does, and Lazarus was there. And a lot of people were there to see Lazarus, because how often you see someone who has been raised from the dead? You know, that's quite the sign. And Mary, inspired by the Holy Spirit, anointed the feet of Jesus in anticipation of his burial. She didn't know that at the time, but that is what this was. And what did Judas do? Hey, we could have sold that and given it to the poor. I mean, me. Because he would steal. You know, sometimes we hear the same thing, you know, whenever we build a beautiful church or we have a nice liturgy. Oh, that money should be given to the poor. More things change, the more they remain the same. The church needs to be beautiful because it is an icon of heaven. The liturgy needs to be beautiful because it is where heaven touches earth, and it is what inspires us to follow the Lord Jesus. Now, this is not to say we shouldn't be mindful of the poor. Of course we should. That was one of the things Jesus told us to do. But it's not a case of either or. It's both. We are both mindful of the Lord and giving worship to him, and then loving the things that he loved, namely our brothers and sisters, especially those who are most in need. So, you know, if anyone ever says that, you know, why you Christians build churches, you should be housing the homeless. Just look at them and say, we do both. And that is, and we'll be absolutely telling the truth. But Judas, you know, he wasn't sincere. He wanted the money for himself, so, because he was Judas, and Judas was a thief in addition to being a betrayer. Now, one thing I find very interesting is at the end, and the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too. Why did they kill Lazarus? Because people were believing in Jesus because of him. You know, we have Lazarus, who has been risen from the dead after 4 days in the tomb. And what is the response of the chief priests and the elders of the people? Is it to believe? No, we'll just kill him, and that way we don't have to think about it anymore. You know, someone risen from the dead, you know, that's a challenge for faith. But if we kill him, we don't have to worry about him anymore. You know, that's part of the mystery of iniquity. That rather than recognizing what God has shown us, we instead try to destroy it so we can go about our own ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.